101.9 Rock presents Lighthouse at the Capitol Center Thursday, October 17th. We've got founding member of the band, Paul Hoffert, with us this morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to coming up to North Bay and making a little noise and having some fun and hopefully connecting with some of you North Bayers.
Yeah, well, certainly we always get a good crowd when you guys come to town. You guys are legendary and celebrating 50 years this year.
Well, I'll tell you, 50 years ago when I first started Lighthouse, I did not in my wildest imagination think that that the band would be going this long. I doubted if we, most of these kinds of artistic endeavors last a couple of years, 2, 3, 4 years. Even if you have some success, you know, they don't really stick. But we have a fantastic bunch of people in Lighthouse and the current band. Almost everybody's been in a band for at least 30 years. And we still have a few original members that have been with the band for the last 50 years. Ralph Cole, the original guitar player, who's one of the founders, and Russ Little, the original trombone player. So we've been together for a long time, and we have a lot of fun together. We really like to make music, and it's a real bonus that we get to share our enthusiasm for the music with audiences all over. So we don't take it for granted. Really appreciate it.
Well, in addition to making creative and exciting music, you still continue to hit the road too. Does it get tougher the further you go along?
Well, physically, it remains tough, you know, to jump around on stage and share our passion for what we love. Becomes harder. Like sometimes, you know, we've been doing dates across Canada for this 50th anniversary tour, and we've started out in Vancouver, and we sold out about 25 concerts so far, and it's a lot of fun. But when you wake up the next morning, you know, sometimes your legs say, I'd like to have a couple of days rest before the next one. We keep in shape. Everybody keeps in shape. You got to take it seriously. And we practice a lot. Everybody practices. You have to. When I was young, I could, Lighthouse used to do about 200 to 250 dates a year. So used to travel all the time, and that's being on the road and paying your dues. Mm-hmm. But now, it's Brenda, who's our manager, makes sure that we have a little downtime, so we're not. We sometimes have, maybe 7 or 8 dates in a couple of weeks. But by the time you're traveling with cars and airplanes and buses and all that stuff and getting up at 4:30 in the morning, it's a physically taxing thing. But we're so excited to be celebrating 50 years that the adrenaline kicks in when you go on stage. And it's never a problem to do a show, but we had a little rest in between.
All right, well, we're looking forward to having you here in the Bay. So when a band's been together 50 years, I mean, you guys are a legendary Canadian band, and I'm sure there's so many musicians that you've influenced over the years. Have you ever run into some of the more, you know, bands that have come along since you guys came onto the scene? Has anyone pointed to you guys and pulled you aside and said, hey, I just want to thank you guys?
All the time. It's just another bit of unexpected payback, maybe, or just it's wonderful to have people come up and it happens with music for sure. And as a keyboard player in Lighthouse for all these years, you know, so many keyboard players say, I remember, it was even before it was, I was a musician, but I saw pictures of you guys, and you played with a 2 keyboard setup with a Hammond B3 organ and this and that. and you put your keys just like this and just like that, and I copied that, or, you know, I remember when, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire came on tour, and they used the thing that they used some horn lines that you guys use, and this and that, and that's all really nice. Really nice to know that you've had some influences, but I think I'm more impressed with how many people come up and say either that they, or in some cases their parents, because we've been around so long, remember the first Lighthouse concert that they were at, you know, and that's when they met, that's when they got together, and they've had a wonderful life together, sharing music, and one of the bands that they followed is Lighthouse, and that makes you feel kind of good.
So run us through the show on Thursday, October 17th. What can the fans expect, Paul?
What they can expect from Lighthouse always is what we put the band together for, which is there were like three basic ideas that Skip Prokop and I had when we put Lighthouse together. The first thing was, at that time in 1969, there were a lot of changes in the rock and roll style of music that was being recorded and performed. And bands like the Beatles, when they recorded Sgt. Pepper and other things, were using a lot more orchestral instruments. You know, they'd use a string section, or they'd use piccolo trumpet and Penny Lane and those kinds of things. And they had to stop touring because the usual four or five piece rock and roll band didn't incorporate within the band all of those extra musicians and all of the studio facilities that they used when they started making high production records. And Skip and I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to have a band? And we both love film music and all those film scores, you know, the big westerns where you'd hear French horns and large orchestral kind of things. Wouldn't it be great if we had a band and we had all those people in the band, and we could go out and without any augmentation or fancy kind of things, we could sing all the parts, like instead of having to overdub them, you know, to get a lot of extra parts with different voices, that we could sing everything, we could play everything, and our live gigs could sound just like our records. So everybody can expect that if you've heard any of the Lighthouse stuff on the radio, which I'm sure many people in the audience have, you shouldn't be disappointed. We perform everything that was on the records that are in people's memories. But then the other thing that you get with Lighthouse is because we started out with so many great high-quality musicians that could also improvise, we sort of invented this thing now. Now it's called fusion music, where you have a rock and roll rhythm section, and then you have horn players and guitar player and keyboard player who solo. And the solos are really different every night. So what keeps it fresh for us is, what keeps it fresh for me, to make it personal, is in One Fine Morning, Say, which is just one of the iconic Lighthouse songs that some of your listeners may be familiar with. It was the first time for many radio stations that top 40 radio would play a song that was 4.5 or 5 minutes long. It's right. Very unusual, because all the hits were 2.5 to 3 minutes, 15 seconds long. And I have a piano solo in it, and it's at the end of the show, and I never know what I'm going to play, and the audience never knows exactly what I'm going to play. And it keeps it fresh. So we have a lot of solos that you don't get when you hear a lot of songs on the radio, because in order to fit stuff on an album in the old days of vinyl, there was a time limit, so you had to keep the songs relatively short, whereas when we're playing shows, we'll do stretch outs where we do extensive solos.
Right.
And It's fun.
One of the advantages to doing it live, right?
One of the advantages to doing it live. And that's the reason that we tour and play live. It's great to see people in North Bay and all over Canada and the United States. You also do a bunch of touring with the Moody Blues and the Who and those bands, the classic rock acts in the southern United States and, you know, that sort of thing. So it's great to have a chance to share something with live audiences. And in a selfish way, you know, being in the music business is tough in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of rewards, and one of them is you get to see the world, and we certainly get to see Canada. And it's great to come up to North Bay and realize that if I didn't play in a rock and roll band, I probably wouldn't be going to North Bay and Kirkland Lake and this week Peterborough and Ottawa, and a couple of days ago, you know, Kingston, Ontario, and so on, and Belleville, and all those wonderful places.